At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, CARE is making it easy to get vaccinated. CARE is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. CARE is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
September 27th, 2024, and SmackDown on USA is in full effect. This is the Wrestling Inc. podcast. I am Glenn Rubenstein, joined by Flobo Boys. And it's a party here, ladies and gentlemen.
I forget you have that soundboard. Now, what's going on, man?
Yeah, SmackDown tonight. Oh, boy. If you really like the direction the show has been headed in and how it's getting there somewhat slowly, then tonight was your episode.
Whoa. Bad Blood is next week, man. What did you want? The draft? Come on.
I don't know. Just something more, man.
You want
something
more?
I want some meaning.
Okay. Well, if you had the pen, then what would you want? Like a cage match? Like a new storyline? Like a new character debut? What?
I think that we're in a... On the SmackDown side, I think that we are riding out things until Survivor Series. I'm very excited about Roman and Cody, but even after last week's video... Mm-hmm. Tonight, like, where's Roman?
It does feel like that video was yesterday. Granted, they replayed it on Raw, but it felt like it was like yesterday. And when they said, it was a week ago, I was like, oh, yeah. What is Roman doing?
Even Chelsea's burner of a promo last week. Like, they're like, that match is coming up next week. Stay tuned.
They tease you because you're the only guys like SmackDown was okay. But okay. Chelsea Green killed it last week.
Trying to find one of their sources. Oh, man. WWE officials and creative people were very high on that Chelsea promo last week. I'm not the only one.
I'm just saying last week, you're like, that was the only thing that popped me was Chelsea Green.
It popped me because it was unexpected.
All right.
Bobo, I think if you've learned anything about me in the time that we've been doing this,
I know nothing about you, but I'll try.
So when I can get swerved a bit, when something is just, I didn't see it coming. It's just out of nowhere. It's a little over the top. It's a little showy.
Yeah.
You know, like, yeah, I popped for that. And there were some moments tonight. Tonight wasn't all bad. It's just we're really, really, really on the road to Survivor Series. And this Rogue Bloodline name? Oh, yeah. I got issues with that.
So you're just doing the boring chant in the crowd. Boring.
The Rogue Bloodline. They're really all in with this.
Why not? You can't call them Bloodline 2.0. That's lame. That's something Vince would do.
I mean, they're still part of the Bloodline. But they've gone rogue.
They have.
I know. There's got to be a better name.
There is not one elder has come out to give Solo Ula Fala. It's kind of like, hey, give it back. You know?
Yes. I hear you. Okay, well, before we dive into everything, what's going on in the news?
Well, this news this week is pretty much jam-packed, but the big story, because it was shown again on SmackDown, is that next year, 2025, my favorite PLE of the year, SummerSlam, is coming to my hometown area, because I'm from Brooklyn, in Jersey, MetLife Stadium, home of the New York Jets and Giants. We're going to host the first ever two-night SummerSlam, which is interesting. Because about 6 months ago, we thought Minneapolis would be the home of the first two-night SummerSlam in 2026. That is no longer the case. WWE heads to NYC.
Yeah. New Jersey.
Yeah, whatever. No one goes to New Jersey. I know they have to see New Jersey because that's the sports commission, but come on.
Yes.
They're not going to, like, Cherry Hill. They're not going to Wildwood. They're going right outside New York City, man.
I mean, they could go to Red Bank. They could do... You know, a variety of things. Yeah. Stay tuned, by the way, because with the help of ChatGPT, I've got 20 better names than the Rogue Bloodline.
Oh, did you just do that right now?
I just did that right now.
Okay, cool.
I don't know. I think the two-night SummerSlam thing is going to be a lock, and I bet you by 20, 30, Survivor Series and the Royal Rumble will also be two nights, or Survivor Series and Money in, or Royal Rumble and Money in the Bank.
I hate it. I hate the idea. I like Royal Rumble makes sense, I guess, even though I don't like having two nights of Rumbles because I like having everything in one, but I understand that. But to me, Survivor Series has been on life support for the better part of 15 years, and they need to like retire that nameplate. That's right. That's my hot take in wrestling. But of course, more is more. And yeah, it's on fire right now. Give me two nights.
Yeah. WWE is on fire right now.
Mm-hmm. In case you haven't noticed.
Yes. Really? I hadn't been paying attention.
I haven't. I'm that rock, fire. Man. Yeah.
I hear you. I'm excited about this.
Go on.
No, I'm excited about two nights SummerSlam. I think it's good. And here's what I'm actually excited about. WWE has realized if you're doing a domestic PLE, the money isn't making it a destination event, which means Friday Night SmackDown, two nights of a PLE, Monday Night Raw, and I predict Tuesday Night SmackDown.
SmackDown's on Tuesdays.
SmackDown, Tuesday NXT, pardon me. Friday Night SmackDown.
Okay.
Saturday, Sunday, Monday Night Raw, Tuesday Night NXT.
Sure, that makes sense. I guess that's better than Cleveland. Yeah, I'm a firm believer that SummerSlam needs to be like the all-star game for the season. And by that, I mean more festival, more music acts, more skills competitions, more look in the training sessions, like really peel behind the curtain, reward fans for coming out and using their vacation budgets, summer vacation budgets for wrestling.
Yeah. I think it's exciting. It's a very exciting time.
I can tell, man. You just can't hold. It's exciting.
It's exciting. Good.
Whoa.
I'm satisfied. No, but is this a surprise though? Because they're doing this in Minnesota.
I was surprised. Time. I was surprised because it looked like Minnesota threw out the bag to say we want that the first two nights, and then all of a sudden it was like, oh, by the way, we're doing it a year before. But I guess Minneapolis is fine with it because I haven't heard any complaints. So it is what it is.
Yeah. Okay. What else?
Going on else, AEW star Malakai Black may be in right for a homecoming. I remember him. Aleister Black may be able to return to WWE roster if Triple H has his way, according to a report by the Wrestling Observer Newsletter. So, of course, take it with a grain of salt. Imagine that there, Glenn. Aleister Black back at NXT/WWE. What say you?
I mean, is it going to be more like NXT Aleister Black, or is it going to be main roster Aleister Black?
I don't think you can do that again. Like, as much as I like the "no man is ever truly good" with the, you can't retread that. And I think the House of Black spooky stuff has run its course. So it has to be a new version. The question becomes, will that still get over, as the kids say?
What if we have a battle between him and Karrion Kross for the Final Testament?
Oh, you know what? The Final Testament's a dead on arrival idea, but I like to have Karrion Kross fight Aleister Black. That's kind of a cool matchup.
That'd be cool.
Yeah,
they could do some dark arts.
Really? Because I thought Karrion went over to being more of a manipulative guy.
I mean, he's a mastermind, but he uses the dark arts.
Ooh, dark.
Yeah, I mean, it'd be funny if it was like, I'm a manipulative guy, but then you see like Scarlet with like a doll with pins in it or something.
Oh, absolutely. They'd totally go to IKEA on weekends.
Can you get those dolls at IKEA?
I bet. You can get anything. You can get meatballs, man.
True. The vegan hot dogs at IKEA are lovely.
You know what? I actually had my first IKEA meal this year.
Really?
I had no idea because I was still avoiding it because you get lost all the time.
Yeah.
And I was dragged. I was like, oh, wow, there's a whole restaurant here. So
yeah. Actually, our IKEA in Vegas, we've got a full cafeteria and a separate food court on the bottom level by checkout.
That's huge.
I know. It is. Mm-hmm. You can buy those meatballs and take them home with you. You can buy them frozen. Yeah, it's good.
You can.
But no, we'll see what happens. I think it's contract news is always exciting. You know why? Yeah. You know why, Flobo? Because people are in love with potential. The what if of it all. The possibilities. That is what wrestling fans love.
Mm-hmm. It's true. Because no one's really thinking about a third or fourth year storyline for a character. It's always like, they should bring him in and he get a title and main event mania. Done, and that's it for everybody. And then when it doesn't happen, it's like they're burying him, and it's like it repeats itself.
Yes. Oh, life. Anyhow, what else is going on there?
Well, I laugh at this because it says backstage update. Like, are updates front stage? Are there already on stage updates? But anyway,
it's an update from backstage.
I suppose any news item in wrestling. Okay. So SmackDown, possibility of having a third hour, as you know, as Raw has over to NXT and SmackDown is on the USA Network. Since it's so cheap to produce and cheap means high revenue, there's still a possibility that SmackDown gets an hour three in 2025.
Yay.
All right. Your enthusiasm also cannot be contained.
I mean, because we don't know how long it's going to be on Raw. We don't know Raw on Netflix how long that's going to be.
Mm-hmm. We don't.
Yeah. Could you imagine if both shows are 3 hours?
Why not?
Doesn't that just sound like too much wrestling?
I feel like no one is really sitting there watching all 3 hours intently unless they're recapping it.
Yeah, I was going to say no one.
Yeah.
This is where I want the audience to understand. This affects us most of anyone. Not more than anyone, most of anyone. Even more than the wrestlers.
Dude, let's be real. When it's picture in picture, people are grabbing snacks. There's people you skip. You're like answering your emails. It's only people like us having to take notes on it or like move, snap. Yeah, I gotta, you know, I can't be just a looks here. I have to have some kind of contribution.
I took notes the first SmackDown the first Raw I ever covered for Wrestling Inc.
Oh, yeah?
And I remember saying to Raj Giri at the time, I'm like, well, we have to take notes. He's like, we have a recap on the site, dude. Just read the recap on the site. It's all there for you.
Work smarter, not harder. Well, if you ever, I was showing my notes one time. It always has the stipulation, the wrestler, the winner, the serious analysis, and like dumb questions just in case I'm asked a dumb question about something. Okay.
Yeah. I hear you. But yeah, 3 hours. I mean, why don't we just make it four?
Yeah. It's
a nice even number.
It's like blades and a razor shaver, bro. Six blades, seven blades, 9 hours wrestling.
Yes. Jose Tepete wants to know what's a good restaurant at the Orleans Hotel. Is that where they had Flobo? You're old enough to remember this, mm-hmm. where you would see the billboard of the guy holding the giant lobster.
Yeah,
I feel like that was at the Orleans Hotel.
That's where the March Madness tournament was. The Orleans Arena. Yeah.
Interesting. You don't hear about the Orleans Hotel much anymore. I drive past it occasionally.
Yeah, it was in disrepair 20 years ago. Like the only people who like lived in Vegas that said, let's go to a strip for our weekend would stay at the Orleans.
But as a kid, I thought the restaurant with the dude in the giant lobster, I thought that was the height of luxury. I was like, one day I will eat there. And be treated like a king.
Was that your Sizzler? That's what was my Sizzler growing up.
Oh, I love Sizzler growing
up. Look, Sizzler is like only payday and special occasions.
You know what it was? As a child growing up in the lower parts of the middle class for most of it, for some reason when we go out to eat, I would associate seafood with the height of luxury. Mm-hmm. And that was living the high life. So anywhere I went, be like, oh, I'll have the shrimp. Oh, we I'll have the lobster tail.
We still do that.
Yeah.
I know growing up, if someone took you to a first date to Red Lobster, they really loved you.
Yeah.
Like, wow, he's a keeper.
You know what's weird on the West Coast? Hush puppies, they don't have the hush puppies on the West Coast, Red Lobster, the same way they do in the Midwest and the East Coast.
Well, I grew up in Arthur Treacher's. That's how East Coast I am.
Yeah, there you go.
Yeah.
I love a good hush puppy. Hush puppies underrated. There's nothing like breaded deep fried bread, man.
Yeah. Yeah, I like it.
Yeah, it's next level. What else is happening in the news?
And finally this week, Bill Simmons, producer of the Mr. McMahon documentary, which I'm sure Glenn's going to check out sooner rather than later, had a little bit of serving two masters in development of the documentary because there was a Rick Mann story, which he said it was definitely the A plot, but there really was some historical facets about wrestling he felt he had to conclude, which he feels didn't really appeal to hardcore fans. In short, a lot of wrestling enthusiasts like yourself and I felt like a lot of the documentary had things we already knew that was by design.
I did watch the first two episodes.
Whoa, you got the time?
And I was playing Fortnite at the time.
Jealous. I started a new job this week. I have no time.
Oh yeah, no I know time. How that goes. this is what I do late at night to decompress. I'm not
watched Mr. McMahon to decompress.
I was like, okay, here's something that I think our audience knows about me. I cannot get more than 7 hours sleep in a night. It's rare.
Maybe you are Batman.
So if I go to bed too early, then I wake up super early. And so I need to go to bed around like 1 a.m. so I can get up at 8, start my day. So I was going to watch the Vince documentary. I put it on. I was like, okay, I'll pay attention to this. And after 15 minutes, I was like, I got to do something else. gotta play a game. I gotta do something and watch this on my phone. I feel like if you've ever watched a documentary about the WWE or the Monday Night Wars, you know everything they're telling you, almost everything they're telling you, at least in the first two episodes that's in the Vince documentary. If you've paid even passing attention, I feel like you know these things. Mm. It was very general. Mm-hmm. I just expected more.
I just feel a six-part miniseries, docuseries now always have that problem of stretching out things. I really do. I have not seen a tight six-episode documentary. Even like Wrestlers, which is a show I like, but structurally it could have been told like in four episodes.
It kind of waned a little towards the end.
I don't think that's a question. That's kind of serious.
Yeah, I do play Zero Build on Fortnite.
Of course, you're an old man, Glenn.
Okay, I try. You know, I tried.
Yeah, you can't do your building.
Building is tough. Fortnite's 7 years old this week.
Oh wow, I'm a Rocket League guy. I hate the fact they merged, but yeah, that's 8 years. So
yeah,
Unreal Engine 2. Remember that? Is that kombucha?
No, this is a lemon perfect.
Oh wow, sorry. No, they're not paying us to say this. I'm
just lemon water. I drink these all the time. Love these.
Can I get
not a sponsor, not a client. Wish they were. Mm. I hear it gets better as it goes on and it gets a little more serious and explores the allegations and some of the darker stuff. It did pop that everybody in WWE credited Cyndi Lauper
for
helping get wrestling mainstream. That was nice. Still not in the Hall of Fame.
Oh yeah, I think I'll change.
If she didn't turn it down before, I could see where in light of the Vince stuff, where she wouldn't want the association now. Yeah. You know? So I don't
know. I forget who was that. Mr. T. Right? Yeah. Or a long time he was like, I should have been abducted years before. And he was like, no, I'm just kidding.
Yeah. So we'll see. But I think she's very deserving of it. Anything else in the news?
That is it this week on the Wrestling Inc. desk. Of course, if you want more news, notes, and updates, check out WrestlingInc.com because they write our checks.
Yes.
Yes, ladies and gentlemen. My name is Jack Farm with the Wrestling Inc. podcast. And a few years back, WWE sold a New Day-themed kit where people could make unicorn horn-shaped popsicles. They don't make them anymore, but you can still make your own popsicles, even without the kit, and get top-tier hydration in the process. In these post-SummerSlam dog days, Liquid IV is offering refreshing summer flavors like Popsicle Firecracker and Rainbow Sherbet to keep you cool and give you 3 times the electrolytes of the leading sports drink, plus 8 essential vitamins and nutrients. Liquid IV is always non-GMO, vegan, gluten-free, dairy-free, and soy-free. Tear, pour, live more. 1 stick and 16 ounces of water hydrates better than water alone. It's great for a road trip to No Mercy or watching All In at home. Indulge in hydration this summer with Liquid IV. Get 20% off your first order of Liquid IV when you go to liquidiv.com and use code WRESTLE at checkout. That's 20% off your first order when you shop Better Hydration today using promo code WRESTLE at liquidiv.com.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details. At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.
Okay, let's talk about SmackDown tonight. Oh, SmackDown from Oklahoma City, Oklahoma.
Oh, man, just this Curb Your Enthusiasm.
Well, we heard from Randy Orton to start the show, the Viper. And it has indeed been a minute since he's been on SmackDown. Now, he called down Cody Rhodes to the ring and wanted an explanation of why he's partnering and tagging with Roman Reigns to take on the Bloodline at Bad Blood. What did you think of his explanation?
Cody's? Or, yeah. Okay. I think, yeah, it doesn't really matter, man. Like, he's right. Randy Orton is absolutely right. There's no way why Cody would ever trust Roman Reigns. This is obviously a Bloodline business. It's on Roman's thing to deal with. Solo's distracted. Cody should move on to something else. Randy's 100% correct, but I still want to see the match. So whatever Cody says, I go, okay, because plot said so. I'm in.
Yes. Well, and so then Kevin Owens came out, and look, they're setting up tension. I mean, I think it's Cody versus Randy next, maybe?
I think that's always a failsafe button. I mean, it could be, but you can always hold that off and have like be the Rumble match where you know Randy's not going to win. Like, you don't have to hotshot this. But I do think there's enough history in Randy's going away tour that you could use it between now and two Manias from now, and it would work.
Yeah. I mean, I think people want to see that match though. It's hot. It's a hot match.
It's a hot match, but at the same time, like, it doesn't have to be done now. Like, it is like LA Knight being hot, and I'm like, if you don't use him, he's going to cool off. Cody and Randy Orton can get to it in the ring on a random Friday in February and be like, I'm bored. Match? And that'd be it. And then that just sells all the tickets.
There's a bigger breaking news story.
Whoa.
Which is that Nikita Lyons has returned to in-ring action tonight at an NXT Live event.
Well, congratulations for Ms. Lyons. I like the idea of Nikita Lyons, and I always say this, that I love the idea of someone who's built like a powerhouse, who's actually a striker, but I just hope she stays healthy on this run, because she has youth on her side, but her injury history is piling up. But let's hope that we have ourselves a good run, because when she's on screen, people talk about her a lot. So that's good.
They do. I'm excited she's back. But back to SmackDown tonight. Yeah, this was very hard on the sleeve. There's tensions between the good wrestling, but the wrestling good buddies, Randy, Cody, and Kevin.
Something has to change, and hopefully we saw a bit of that later on, so I'm happy.
Yeah, yeah. It's exciting that we're finally getting some movement on this front.
Not enough movement? You want more movement?
Not enough movement. Never enough movement.
Bad Blood, man. Maybe that may be the road to Survivor Series you're looking for, you know?
Solo Sikoa came out as well in the Bloodline. They exchanged words.
I'm Bloodline.
Yeah, there's going to be a tag team match in the main event. But not a six-man tag. No Cody.
Yeah.
Yeah. Okay, so here's the thing. Rogue Bloodline. Let's talk about some better names.
Thanks, okay. ChatGPT.
Yes. The Blood Lineage. It's a little wordy. Here's a good name for the Rogue Bloodline.
So this is for the solo group, not the original Bloodline.
No, the baby Bloodline.
Because technically the Bloodline had dissipated, so the new one would be the new name, wouldn't it?
Yeah, the new one's the new name.
Fine.
Yeah. Yeah. What about the Bloodlust or the Blood Lore?
That just sounds like Karrion Kross is in the group.
Okay.
Have you seen Samoan Vampire? I haven't. No.
Oh, wait. Here we go. Better name than the Rogue Bloodline. The Blood Legacy.
That just sounds like they are vampires. They feed on... Like a bloodline's a thing. It's like a lineage. But a bloodlust sounds like you just like love drinking the red stuff, you know?
Yeah. Well, I think Blood Legacy is pretty good. Blood Force.
Okay. Is Rob Liefeld over there? What's the hell is going, what's going on?
Sorry. Let me see if I can still do my... let me see if I can conjure up my Spike Lee impression from the Levi's commercial. Speaking of Rob Liefeld. And you created X-Force? Sorry.
Mookie.
Yeah, but do you remember that commercial? Mm-hmm. For the button fly? Yes. And Rob Liefeld for some reason.
Yeah.
Spike Lee interviewed Rob Liefeld. Okay, let's see. Blood Dynasty. Blood Heritage? Blood Empire?
Blood Empire sounds fun.
Yeah.
But it actually sounds cooler than Bloodline, though.
Yeah. Just something. Something to kind of, you know, zhuzh it up a little bit. That's what we need.
It is not understood whether or not the family off-screen acknowledged Solo as well. I guess the word rogue settles that. But is it so much like Roman trying to reclaim a throne, or is it like the throne is technically disposed and someone is acting in the role? I know it's a very small creative note, but it helps me to root for somebody or not root for somebody.
Yes, I understand.
Mm-hmm.
I feel like there's things they could do just to make this a little bit better. That's all.
Well, I don't want to sound like a crabby patty.
Yes.
But the problems we're having now is problems we were having back in 2021, because we didn't really know what the Bloodline did. So now, years later, we don't know what Roman is fighting for. So is a Roman beats Solo and puts on the Ula Fala, is the story over? Is he presiding over a community? Does he have to do anything else? That's never been established. So that's never been off. That's been off screen. And so that's why, to me, the stakes are always going to be muted, which is why it only works if people get behind Roman and Solo to see them fight. And this is why it's been so disjointed, because Solo's not really connected with the audience.
Ricky Sinclair, blood in, blood out. Bound by honor.
Stand by me. Yeah. It's a good movie, by the way.
Blood in, blood out. I love blood in, blood out. Oh, my God. Mm-hmm. Forget wrestling. Let's just talk about that.
Goodbye, everybody. It's been great.
Yeah. We're just good. And like, I'm going to try and resist doing my Miko impression. Because I don't think that's appropriate in this day and age.
Try to resist. These are not going to resist.
Like, why isn't that on Disney Plus? That's what the people really want.
Actually, I do want to see that.
I watched a weird bootleg upscale version of that. Someone upscaled that to 4K and put it on YouTube. Like, it is not a good AI upscale, but we watched it because I was like, well,
that is 4K. Random.
Yeah. Let me put it on YouTube.
Like, was the homies asking for a 4K?
Yeah. Do you know how popular that movie is?
I don't know. I feel like the story doesn't need to be 4K, but okay.
No, that movie is insanely popular.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Insanely. Okay. So back to SmackDown. Backstage, Tiffany Stratton and Nia Jax. I like this. I like this escalating a bit. This was one of my favorite things tonight.
Mm-hmm. I do think Tiffany Stratton walks out of bad blood, the champ. It's a good seed planting.
Yes. And then Naomi versus Bayley in a number one contenders match for the WWE Women's Championship. And I thought this was pretty good. It's tough when friends have to fight each other, but I thought that they really gave it their all.
Yeah. Look, when it comes down to Naomi, as a wrestler, it's always going to be a good time. And I think her and Bayley complement each other. But Naomi, the fictional character, has never really established what she wants. And so this exchange of being like, look, I want to be champion so much, I'm willing to compete with you, is a good character moment. And that little kind of reversal when she was like, oh, you beat me, I'm mad, but I'm not really mad. The thing is, though, Naomi is always falling short. It's been years. Does anyone really consider her a threat to the championship?
Yeah. Yeah, I don't know. I think she's still credible. I don't think she's sacrificed that.
Yeah.
But I think Naomi is someone that is always one good run away from being a contender.
You see, this is why I disagree. Because you can have all the tools mechanically, but I still don't know who the character Naomi is. Is she a dancer? Does she love the music? What does it mean to glow in 2024? So I can get behind her. And more or less, if I bring my theoretical young cousin or niece or daughter or son to a show and they become Naomi fans, is it just the fact she comes out with lights and sounds? Is that enough? I don't know.
Chat room, what say you? What does it mean to glow in 2024?
Turn it up some more.
I think that A-plus look, like just in terms of her character look, I mean, she's very attractive, but I mean, her character look, she looks
she's
like
very
a superhero.
Toyetic.
Toyetic. She looks like a superhero. A-plus look, A-plus personality, A-plus wrestler in the ring, given C-plus storylines most of the time.
Fair enough.
That's the unfortunate part. This is on creative. It's all on creative. Oh, Stevie Turner also wrestled tonight.
Finally.
I know. So Carmelo Hayes versus Andrade. There was some backstage altercation before this with Carmelo and LA Knight.
Loved it.
But what do you think now that Carmelo and Andrade are at 3-3 and LA Knight came out here causing a distraction?
So it seems to be the winner of this best of seven is going to be the new number one contender for LA Knight's championship, US Knights championship. But I like the wrinkle of Andrade being like, I respect you, Booker man, but there's certain things you didn't do, unwritten rules, like LA Knight's a rookie. And LA Knight's clearly like 45 years old. And also the Carmelo Hayes gotten involved. So I like the fact it's a three-man division so far. I know it's kind of too much to ask for a fourth person, but they do that. You can go back and forth for months.
Mm. It's good. I'm looking forward to this being over, though.
What? Which one? The night side or the best of seven?
The best of seven.
Is it because we've moved on as a fan base and we don't really take the best of sevens anymore, or because it was back-to-back weeks, or do you like these guys? Like, what about this? Because I hear a lot of people on X felt the same way. They're like, oh, this match again. Whereas when I was a kid, it was like, best of seven? Well, can they go best of 11? You
know? In the history of WWE, how many times has the best of seven ended in four or five matches?
Never.
Unless they got bored and dropped the storyline.
Right.
You know, I don't know. That's my issue with it. It's predictable.
Okay. So you don't watch wrestling if it's predictable?
No, I mean, I don't get invested in something. Here, okay, it's like if you know it's not being decided till the seventh match is the only match that matters.
Well, yeah, but the whole idea was to appreciate the art and craft of wrestling. So the guys who are in the best of seven tend to be technical mavens.
Do you think they become a tag team at the end?
I mean, the bar was a very specific example.
It's the only example in recent years.
Recent years, yeah. I would say this is of the six I've seen, it's actually my favorite match, to be honest with you.
Okay.
Granted, it was like 25 minutes.
It was good.
See, that's the other one I didn't want to mention that came off the top of my head.
Okay.
Wait, sure. Wasn't the Hardys and Edge and Christian best of five in the TIT?
Was it? Maybe.
Yeah. No Mercy 99.
When you play a sports video game, mm-hmm. you have the option, because I just did this with the WNBA finals. And they're like, hey, in the finals, you know, it's five rounds. I'm like, no. We're settling this in one game.
That's a very good question. I would say if I'm playing casually, like adult play, where you say I'll play Xbox on Thursday and don't play it again for 2 months, then yes, one game. But there has been times where I've been so drilled invested, I will say no. I need to feel each win and loss. I do that for like my general manager simulation games, like Out of the Park Baseball, where you get to manage a baseball team. I try to play other games.
Nice.
Nerd.
Yeah. Hey, I will sometimes simulate the game and then just start playing in the fourth quarter.
But then you get mad when you lose because you simulated it.
I know. Because I'm like,
are you kidding me?
I should have started earlier.
I was a victim of bad officiating.
What do you think it's going to do for WNBA ratings now that Caitlin Clark of the Fever got knocked out in the semifinals?
I think it's on the upswing, though. There's going to be some people are going to be like, I don't care. But also at the same time, sports have gone like variety show television to such clips and stuff that I think clips will drop. But I think the actual core fans who've picked up the NBA are going to see how it rolls out. And finally, hopefully the Liberty win one. I mean, it's been forever.
Ooh, no. Aces got to sweep these
Come on, man.
Liberty.
You already got one.
We got two. Ones.
Yeah, you already got two. Back We're the back. Only OJ franchise without a championship.
Three-peat.
Think about that.
Well, we'll see. Starting Sunday in New York, Aces are playing the Liberty. They faced each other in the finals last year.
And the Commissioner's Cup.
Yeah, so we'll see what happens. I'm bummed. I wanted to go to one of those games of the best of five, but it's not going to work out with our travel schedule.
Is the schedule better this year than it was last year? Because last year's schedule was awful. It was like Monday, Wednesday,
yeah,
Monday, Wednesday.
No, it's not that. It's every other day as long as it needs to go.
Okay, that's fine.
Best of five.
That makes sense. But yeah, Monday, Wednesday, and then going 4 days without a game was lame.
Yeah. Although they're having a break this week because they did Sunday, Tuesday against Seattle. They swept in two, and now they're not playing until Sunday. So, but this is going to be five, and then the finals are five. So we'll see what happens.
I don't know, man.
Man. Yeah, love the Aces. Kelsey Plum. Kelsey Plum's amazing.
Sabrina.
And the Liberty is going to, I mean, it's going to be a lot of competition. Seattle was fierce, though. The Storm played really, really tough. They lost, but they played really hard. Anyhow. You don't,
champions are never scrappy. You got to have the heart of a champion.
Oh, no. In fact, the first game, let me tell you, Seattle like was smoking the Aces. The Aces were down like 14 at the start of that first round game, but then they rallied and came back and won by 10.
Exactly. Mamba mentality.
Yeah. Knight offered his hand to Andrade after this match, but Andrade brushed past it and slid out of the ring.
Yeah, I would too.
And then we saw Cody approach Kevin and Randy backstage. Owens brushed him off, but Rhodes said, hey, you know, we might need your help later tonight. Which, by the way, like, I mean, could you telegraph it anymore? Why didn't they just have Chiron show up at the bottom, like, stay tuned for Cody Rhodes to show up at the end of the show?
I don't understand this either. Like, if Kevin Owens is like, I don't want you around, and Randy's like, no, come on, we need you, I'd have been like, you know what? I'm the champion of the company. I have other things to do. Yeah. What's he doing?
I'm going to be out changing some guy's tire in the parking lot, helping another guy propose after the show. I got some kids to visit. You know? I mean,
yeah, Cody has his own bus, has a really attractive wife. Like, he can do a lot of things on a Friday night.
He has his own bus, a really attractive wife.
He can do so many other things.
Yeah. But we followed this up with Piper Niven with America's Sweetheart Chelsea Green versus Mee Chin in advance of the match that Mee Chin and Chelsea are going to have next week.
America's Sweetheart.
America, well, really, and she's Canadian, so there you go, even more impressive.
That's what I was going to say. Match is great. Who would have thought that in 2024 Chelsea Green was going to have a higher rating than Piper Niven?
I know.
2K25. That is wild. Mee Chin shows that she's pretty much the Dolph Ziggler of the division, going everywhere, fighting everybody. I personally am kind of frustrated. I mean, Piper Niven should be in a better position, but someone has to take the fall because the match next week is going to be the big attraction. That said, though, for the women's division, pretty much on point. I think Mee Chin's improving, which is unheard of with someone with so many years of experience. Sometimes you get through 10 or 15 years, you kind of plateau, but we're seeing Mee Chin even get better, be crisper in the ring.
Well, they're booking her to not just go in there and be squashed. I mean, she won tonight. Let's not bury the lead. Like, that's huge. A Mee Chin win. But I think that even in the matches where she was booked to enhance and put somebody else over, they were still giving her very competitive matches where she got to get her S in, you know?
It's interesting because I think by some metrics, people may say, hey, look, the women's wrestling art form has passed Mee Chin by. However, to be able to keep up with the current crop of talent and at that pace after having so many years experience, it's like pretty cool. And the fact that she's able to hang with them. So I'm with you 100%. I do hope she wins next week. I doubt it because Chelsea Green has a pink hard hat and that's always a buff. But the match itself is pretty much going to be an attraction, which is something a year or 2 years ago wouldn't have happened if you think about Retribution.
Yeah. So... Oh man, Mee Chin got that win. Bayley and Naomi, all good backstage. Tiffany Stratton came in. They all got into it with a verbal confrontation. And then
Speaker burned the lead. AJ Styles returns next
week. Oh, that's right. And it's weird too, because everyone's been asking, like, what's going on with AJ? Is AJ actually retiring? Was it a swerve on a swerve on a swerve? No. No, it was not.
SmackDown needs him, but will he be a fan favorite on his return?
And will the club come back to SmackDown?
That's done. Mee Chin's dressing in her own gear. OC's losing the Hank and Tank on Tuesdays. It's over, man.
It's never over.
Really?
Like Vatos Locos, the club is forever.
Man, listen. Do you really want to see those guys get like dragged back together and in a group?
Yeah, and they'll call somebody a nerd? Like, it'll be fun.
You hate wrestling. Confirmed. Just Doc Gallows. No.
Most tax pros leave a message.
It's Jane. I'm moving on to a TurboTax expert who beat your price. Adam Devine, tell him how I feel.
Hey, tax pro, she's been thinking twice. Best believe TurboTax will beat your price. This is a tax break.
Switch to a TurboTax live expert and we'll beat what you paid your pro last tax season. Make the switch at TurboTax.com/beat your price. TurboTax full service only. Sign up by 12/20/2024 and file by 4/1/2025. Full details at TurboTax.com/beat your price.
I like Gallows and Anderson. And bring back Southpaw.
Okay, fine. I like them as individuals, but I think they're pretty much done. They should be done.
Okay. The Bloodline versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. I said I like Jinder Mahal does. That was our main event tonight.
Ross Desi.
How's he doing in his independent career? Yeah,
he's getting bookings. Actually, won a championship or two. Good for him, though. I love his shoot promos afterwards. He's like, I know where my place was. People think I'm a paper champion, but I tried my hardest and it didn't work out. And that's the best kind of person I'd have.
Man, that theme music slapped.
Oh, yeah. And that entrance when he was the champion, when the fire would walk. Oh, my gosh. So Jinder Mahal. And they're like, point. Oh, great.
So the Bloodline versus Kevin Owens versus Randy Orton. And if you were just waiting for Cody Rhodes to come out.
Yeah. Then, I'm in Oklahoma City. I paid good money to see the champ.
I know, but that's the problem. Like, you just kind of knew, right? Like, I'm watching this match and I'm just like, when's Cody coming out? When's Cody coming out?
Yeah.
You know?
Cut to him like playing with his dog or something. Like, well, because he doesn't want me.
That would be amazing. But yeah, the Bloodline played dirty. Cody came out to help even the odds.
Absolutely.
But the Bloodline still got to win.
Yeah, because Cody got tossed in the ring and it rolled the ref's ankle, which is the most awkward ref bump I've seen in so long. He's like, ow, my ankle. I am distracted. I can no longer do my job. Cost the match. And then Kevin Owens got into a swerving match. And that's the hard thing because Cody didn't want to do that. Obviously, something's on Kevin Owens' mind. A heel turn possibly coming, right?
For Kevin Owens, always.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, you're right.
Yeah, when you least expect it. This was fine, but this was kind of a familiar main event, familiar feeling.
It is. Once the six-man tag became a tag team match, going full well in 8 days, they're going to have Roman and Cody. There's no way the Bloodlust Dynasty would have lost. And so it was like, how do we get there? And that kind of booking was very 1999. Here comes Stone Cold. He cost the Rock the championship type deal.
It was fine. I think that
just admit it, Glenn. You hated tonight's episode. Just cut a promo. Be like, SmackDown sucks. Just say it.
Let me tell you something. Here's my issue with SmackDown. I watch it every week in this and they do things and it's just it's really, really insulting. And at this point, it's just like they're trying to put 20 pounds in a 10-pound bag. And it's boring. And it's just, I resent this show.
Wow. Well, in that case, I'm sorry. I apologize.
No, it was fine. It's just like, but actually, you know what? You know what, Flobo? Here's my deal, man.
What is the deal? What's SmackDown?
Here's my deal. Okay, if this show was insultingly bad with dumb segments, poorly thought out feuds, bad pacing, like just off the wall ideas, I would be like, you know what? This was kind of a disaster, but gosh darn it, it was entertaining.
Okay.
If this show was amazing, where it's like, oh my God, I didn't see that coming. They started a feud and settled it all in one night and told a complete story. I'd be like, this is incredible. And I would be just in, time would be my love letter SmackDown. Instead, it was like, this was like, you ever do at the end of the week when you just look at your leftovers, you're like, I can remix this and make another meal. But you're like, really? It's just the same thing I had earlier in the week, just slightly mashed up.
I do not think of that at all. You know what I think of? I think of it's been a long, hard week. You get up on Friday, the direct deposit comes through, and you go, oh boy, I'm going to Chili's and get ordered the same thing I order every Friday. And it's delicious because I ordered every single Friday. This was today's episode. Chili's is not paying me to say that. I'm just saying.
I hear you. Yeah, I don't know. But I think that, again, surprise. I like surprise.
What would you do then? I'm being serious now because you have the pay-per-view in 8 days. You have all the people on the roster. You just do different stipulations. You like introduce new characters. Like, what would it be? Do you do the musical from Pretty Deadly? Like, what would be something?
Okay, yes, Pretty Deadly, the musical. That anytime they have a slow week, they're like, we need to debut a new number from Pretty Deadly, the musical.
I will boo so hard from my couch.
We could have said AJ Styles coming back next week and we could have speculated what's he going to do. Is he going to come back and explain to us why he believes the earth is flat? Is AJ Styles going to come back and talk about his career plans. Is AJ Styles going to come back and give hair care tips? We could have speculated all night. What's AJ Styles coming back for?
Right.
Yeah. That would have built up some hype, some excitement.
So I don't want to trash this era of wrestling, and it's not a problem now, but it will be a problem in 25 and 26, is that when you go full sports based, you kind of leave things like the comedy and romance aside, which is good week to week, but you kind of need those breaks in a 2-hour show to keep things fresh. I know Santina Marella is goofy and should never come back again, but it had a purpose to be funny, to break up series segments. I felt these 2 hours were just solid fight nights, and that could wear thin overall.
Okay, here we go. We could have had a process server show up tonight because Roman is suing the Rogue Bloodline. They can't use a Bloodline name, and the Bloodline could have beat up the process server.
Really?
That would have been a solid 5 minutes of entertainment.
So you think Roman Reigns is going to go all the way to the Georgia Tech campus, go in the middle of the football field, talk to Cody Rhodes, and be like, I'm a litigate. No, he's like, what the heck is wrong with you?
Paul Heyman could say, I own a piece of the Bloodline. You have to settle this with me. I still have some debts from ECW that I have to pay. We have to take care of this.
That is just beyond the pale, Glenn.
That's five entertaining minutes of television. That's five more entertaining minutes we didn't get tonight.
Fair enough. But next week, that dumpster match you love so much will be on the board. So that's cool.
We could have had Andrade and Carmelo say, this week we're going to do feats of strength and play some mini games.
Here's a question.
Determine something.
Yeah. I thought about this watching the Carmelo Andrade match. If it was half as long as it was, and that result happened, and then Andrade goes, "We're having number 7 right now." Would that be fun?
But I think if they would have done that and 7 ended in a weird draw, or some like LA Knight could have come in and interfered, and there's a DQ, and then it's like, no, we're not really getting it tonight. Again, a little unpredictable. Pulled the football away from me at the last minute. So there's that. I mean, but no, I think just a couple more like high point things. You know, I like the SummerSlam promo tonight. SummerSlam promo was like, this is exciting. This is good.
Cardi B.
Good. They plugged NXT, but I think they could have done a better job of promoting NXT on Tuesday. Mm-hmm. They didn't talk really going to the Julia, Stephanie, Roxanne thing very much.
It's a weird thing because I feel like overall there's more NXT promotion, but it always seems like we want to keep it underground, but not.
Yeah. I don't know. But I'm just saying there's some other, they could have zhuzhed it up a little tonight.
Yeah.
Just a little spice, a little salt, a little pepper, a little red chili flake.
A little Old Bay seasoning.
Yeah. Lovely. Mm. You know? Yeah. That's all. I didn't dislike tonight's show. I'm just saying it was just kind of there. Yeah. Dumpster match next week, though. Oh, that's going to be lit.
It better be for your sake.
I'm not going to be here next week either.
What?
I know.
Oh, man. If you're not here, then make me lead the show. I hate doing that for Wrestling Inc.
I'm sorry.
There's too many buttons. I'm like, I don't know what to press. That's.
I know. I get it. I hear you. But yeah, I'm going to miss that. Going to miss Bad Blood. But I'll be back. I'll be here Tuesday. And then we're just going to be off for a week. That's all.
All right. Well, happy trails to wherever you're going to.
Yes, it'll be good. Well, everybody, Flobo's at Flobo Boys. Give him a follow. I appreciate his enthusiasm and optimism for a very mid SmackDown. Oh, we didn't talk about this.
Mid.
So MJF is in Happy Gilmore, too.
Oh, that's cool. It didn't make the wrestling news desk, but that's also true. Happy Gilmore, too. A movie that doesn't quite need a sequel, although I would watch it because MJF is in it.
If he's playing Shooter McGavin's son,
no.
Epic. Epic.
You think he has going to actually have a full role in the movie?
I think that's the role he was born to play. He could just basically play MJF.
I got to tell the time I met Adam Sandler. It was a crazy story.
Really?
These days. Yeah. You
can't tell it now?
I thought we were going to wrap up the show.
I mean, I don't know. Is it a long story?
When I first started my DJ business, I got hit up by a floral shop in Century City. And they were like, hey, man, we need your help to do a bat mitzvah for a very, very important client. And I was like, okay, whatever. And they paid me dirt. So I roll up there and it's like Adam Sandler's house. It's Adam Sandler's house. And I'm like freaking out because like when you do mitzvahs, every family is different when it comes to the candlelighting ceremony. Some want music for every candle. Some don't want any songs at all. So you're like, you're trying to ask like, hey, I'm just a goy. Help me out here. Let me know. And I'm asking Adam and Jackie Sandler, like, hey, what songs want me to play? Are you cutting the challah bread? I'm asking all these like stupid questions. They're like, she's 12. What are you doing? I was like, but he said. So I nervously DJed in his backyard for 2 hours. His favorite band is Styx. I played Mr. Roboto, and he was like, oh, you're effing incredible. And it was like a cool story to say. But couldn't get his picture because you had to sign a release form to say you wouldn't interact with Mr. Sandler on his property. So,
okay. People think he's like the nicest guy in show business.
He's very Brooklyn. He's kind of like, leave me alone over here.
Okay. You know? And Henry Winkler still holds that title.
Absolutely.
Okay, there you have it, folks. Well, there we ended with a high note.
Hey.
Hey. So imagine how much better SmackDown would have been if Pretty Deadly had to DJ a bar mitzvah.
Oh, yeah.
Or bat mitzvah. That was like part of the plot.
So I say she's only 12. A year later, it turns out Maroon 5 actually did her bat mitzvah. I was like, oh, okay, I get it. I totally get why. Maroon 5. Love him.
There you go. Thanks, everybody. Have a great weekend. I'll catch you back here next time on the Wrestling Inc. podcast.
American Giant makes great clothing, t-shirts, jeans, and more right here in the U.S., creating jobs in towns and cities across the country. Support America's workers and get 20% off your first order at American-Giant.com with code STAPLE20.
At Kroger Pharmacy, care is making it easy to get vaccinated. Care is helping you stay protected from flu, COVID, and RSV. Seasonal vaccines are available 7 days a week with evening hours. Care is giving you a shot at staying healthy this season. Walk in whenever is best and get multiple vaccines in one visit at your local Kroger Pharmacy. So come and get the protection you need while protecting those around you. Kroger Health, a world of care, is in store. Visit Kroger.com/vaccines for more. Restrictions and exclusions apply. See site for details.